You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, True Religion versus False Religion. Now, here is Dr. Schultz.
This preacher has become so popular that he was recently featured in the prestigious section of Time magazine called Profile. The name that the journalist gave this preacher was Reverend Mr. Feelgood. Of course, the feel-good philosophy of this clergy-turned-philosopher and entertainer is that same type of message that is now being so eagerly accepted by the searching segment of our society, also sad to say, including many church members. Consequently, this preacher, this Reverend Mr. Feelgood, is in great demand in print and radio and television. He was also featured in a PBS Thanksgiving special. Random House Publishing offered him a lucrative seven-figure contract if he would simply be willing to write down his catchy positive thoughts. He didn't even have to polish the manuscripts. Just sketch them out and they would do the rest. Interestingly, this clergyman readily admits that his sermons actually have very little, if anything, to do with the fundamental doctrines or the teachings of the Bible. And even though he presents himself as a reverend or a clergyman or a preacher, his messages are basically pep talks based on psychology and philosophy. But that makes no difference whatsoever. Hundreds of thousands of people flock to hear him. This new popular religious entertainer has been so successful and his book royalties so lucrative that, in his opinion, it would be absolutely foolish to give up such a good thing. But let's not be fooled. In every generation, there have been many others like the Reverend Feelgood who have arrived on the scene. They often disguise themselves as tellers of the truth, but actually they are, in fact, peddlers of pure poppycock. The Apostle Peter warned, "There will be false teachers among you, and they will bring in damnable heresies, and they will even deny the Lord who bought them." And the God-inspired writer of the New Testament book of Hebrews admonishes all today who seek the truth. He says, "Be aware, those who seek truth, with its blessed end, and all those who hope to avoid heresy, and its dreaded, inevitable, eternal, and spiritual destruction." To those the Bible writer warns, "Do not be carried away by varied and strong teachings, but instead, it is good. Yes, it is better for the heart to be strengthened by the true grace of God." And so then, the message of the Bible is very clear. Strange doctrines are inevitable outgrowths of man's vain attempts to be religious. Heresies arise from man's attempt to find God and meaning in life in ways other than those described by the Bible. But the true teaching of God is found in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the clearest example of God's life-giving and life-strengthening grace. Now, of course, there is no doubt that gifted, inspirational speakers like the Reverend Feelgood can lift our spirits, and they can change our gloomy attitudes, at least for the moment. They can change them from discouragement to joy. But if you, my friend, are looking for something or someone to help you build a new and positive and a solid and a lasting future, then you are going to have to avoid the Dr. Feelgoods and the Preacher Feelgoods. Lasting joy in life and happiness in life, the true type that endures even in difficult days, is found only through faith in the promised Messiah, in the crucified and resurrected Redeemer, and in the beautiful, blessed, forgiveness-offering Savior. The Apostle Paul explains all this in his letter to Timothy when he writes that Jesus Christ, yes, he states, Jesus Christ, abolished death and brought life and immortality through the gospel. Of course, the Apostle Paul was describing the great power of Jesus, who said, "I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. And so, faith in Jesus Christ is a result or a response to the teachings and to the words of Jesus. But it is much, much more. Faith comes when God's Spirit plants truth in the heart. Faith comes when the sinner repents of his sins and mistakes and trusts in the healing power and the healing forgiveness of Jesus. True faith is like a tiny seed. It grows. It becomes a strong power in the life of a believer. And then this strong oak tree of faith, it also bears fruit of patience and perseverance and happiness and joy. Oh yes, it is through the fundamental teaching of the Bible, or the doctrines of the Bible, that we are able to learn who Jesus truly is. But even more important, it is through the sacred doctrines or teachings as set forth in the Bible that we learn what Jesus has done for us and how we can be saved through faith in Him. For this reason, great church leaders and lay people, including the Apostle Peter and the Apostle Paul and the Apostle John and a host of others, always stressed the importance of maintaining clear and true doctrine, and especially pure and correct doctrine. For without pure doctrine, countless souls are misled, their earthly lives become a confused mess, and their eternal destiny is the inevitable fire of hell. Unfortunately, however, in our so-called modern society of the 20th century, vigorous discussion about doctrine may surely seem to some to be a rather strange worry or a concern. In our present generation, it is generally believed that all religions are okay, as long as the leaders and the followers are sincere. Great Christian leaders of history, however, would certainly reject such a foolish idea. For example, unto the Christians in Rome, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Now I urge you, brothers, keep your eye on those who cause dissensions and hindrances contrary to the teachings which you have learned. Turn away from them, for such men are slaves, not of our Lord Jesus Christ, but of their own appetites. And by their smooth and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting." And unto the Christians in Colossae, St. Paul also kindly wrote this warning, "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, and according to the elementary principles of this world, rather than according to Christ." Then St. Paul adds, "Let no one keep defrauding you of your prize of the gospel by promoting his teachings based on visions he claims to have seen, visions initiated without cause by his fleshly mind." In his loving letter to his younger friend and mission helper named Timothy, the apostle again warns that in latter times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. St. Paul then also says, "Have nothing to do with these worldly fables, fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness." And finally, in conclusion, St. Paul writes, "O Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter and opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed and thus gone astray from the faith." Joining the Apostle Paul in his ageless clarion call to the church to wake up and to be aware of the threat of false doctrine is the Apostle John, who also writes, "For many deceivers have gone out into the world. These deceivers are those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Watch, therefore," St. John writes, "watch, therefore, watch anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ. Be careful of those who do not have God. The one, however, who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son." Now, of course, you know as well as I do that there are also those today who sincerely believe that they can invite house-to-house missionaries and false prophets into their homes in order to convert them and to correct them in the truth. Of this, St. John writes, "If anyone comes to you and does not bring this correct teaching of Jesus, do not receive him into your house, and do not give him a greeting. For the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds." The concern for pure teaching and for avoiding false doctrine and false teachers is not a weird worry of a fringe group in religion. And neither is it a fetish fear of an insecure and paranoid fundamentalist. All Christians, yes, all Christians who are familiar with the basic Bible teachings understand that the devil is daily and constantly attacking the Christian faith. Satan seeks to destroy the lifeline connection between believers and their Savior Jesus. Now, what is so critical and crucial for us to remember is that this attack by the devil, this attack is often most effective not through pain and suffering of the body, nor even great loss of material possessions of this world, but rather the devil best accomplishes his goal by deceiving people spiritually through false doctrines and false teachings, and by diverting sincere people away from trusting in the saving arms of the blessed Savior. For this reason, Jesus warned his dedicated disciples, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." And so as you guard the door of your mind, seeking to avoid all teachings that would divert you from the true and saving faith, focused on the Savior, you can then carry on with great courage the biblical's concern for pure doctrine. Do it with confidence as you remember Jesus' words, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand." And so then, my friend, let the strong love of the blessed Savior anchor your anxious heart also. Read the Bible daily. Learn to know more about Jesus. And by faith, learn how the Savior lived his life for you. And by faith, understand how Jesus died an innocent death in order to set you free from the grip of sin. And by faith, know for sure that just as Jesus defeated death and the grave, so also you and all believers can be absolutely sure that when your final hour in life shall come, you shall wake up in the arms of your blessed Redeemer, the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing true Christian doctrine, then, is not a mere arrogant effort to accumulate lofty religious knowledge. No, instead, to know and to abide in pure Christian doctrine is to study and to rely completely on God's life-giving Word. It is to understand Jesus Christ, not as others interpret him, nor as they would like to see him in order to fit their lifestyles, but rather understanding Jesus as Jesus himself desires to be known. We, on the basis of the Bible, study the doctrines or the teachings of the true Christian faith. We are then privileged to understand and to experience a love that the world can never comprehend. The love of Christ is unconditional. It is not fickle like the love of man. The love of Christ does not accuse, even when we stumble and often fail. The love of Christ is willing to accept and to heal even the worst repentant sinner. Of course, it would be tremendous if you and I could learn about the love of Christ by merely daydreaming or by pursuing our own religious inclinations. But even our most well-intended religious zeal, if it does not direct our minds to the crucified and resurrected Christ, even this outwardly impressive religiosity will send the most serious soul to hell. Therefore, if you ever again hear anybody say that all religions are the same and that it does not make any difference what you believe, as long as you are sincere, then let this be for you an immediate red flag of warning. It does make a difference what you believe, not because I said so, or even because the church says so. It makes a difference what you believe because God says so. It makes a difference. And this difference will make a difference between whether you spend eternity in a bliss-filled heaven or whether you will spend your life after death in a burning and a godless hell. And it is through the teaching of the Bible that you and I can know and be assured that we have taken the right way. The Apostle John writes that the Bible, inspired by God, was written so that you might believe in Jesus, and so that through believing in Jesus, you can have life, life eternal through his name. Follow the clear teaching of the Bible, especially those teachings which testify of Christ. For when you do, my friend, you will be going down the straight road. And as a result, at the end of this road, you shall be welcomed into heaven by Jesus. This will be the place where all believers will be gathered to live forevermore in peace and joy. Oh, may God grant this hope and this joy not only to you, but also to your entire family. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.